Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Markata Vairagya, Monkey Renunciation, Nakara, Do Not Do, Loka, To The People, Dekhana, Showing Off, Yatha Yogya, As It Is Befitting, Vishaya, Material Things, Bhunja, Enjoy, Anasakta, Without Attachment, Hana, Being. Translation. You should not make yourself a show bottle devotee and become a false renunciant. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Markata Vairagya indicates false renunciation. It is very important in this verse. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, in commenting on this word, points out that monkeys make an external show of renunciation by not accepting clothing and by living naked in the forest. In this way, they consider themselves renunciants. But actually, they are very busy enjoying sense gratification with dozens of female monkeys. Such renunciation is called Markata Vairagya, the renunciation of a monkey. One cannot be really renounced until one actually becomes disgusted with material activity and sees it as a stumbling block to spiritual advancement. Renunciation should not be phalgu, temporary, but should exist throughout one's life. Temporary renunciation or monkey renunciation is like the renunciation one feels at a crematorium ground. When a man takes a dead body to the crematorium, he sometimes thinks this is the final end of the body. Why am I working so hard day and night? Such sentiments naturally arise in the mind of any man who goes to the crematorium ghat. However, as soon as one returns from the crematorium grounds, he again engages in material activity for sense enjoyment. This is called Smashan Vairagya or Markata Vairagya. In order to render service to the Lord, one may accept necessary things. If one lives in this way, he may actually become renounced. In the Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, it is said, 2108, the bare necessities of life must be accepted. One should not superfluously increase his necessities, nor should they be unnecessarily decreased. One should simply accept what is necessary to help one advance spiritually. In his Durghama Sanghamani, Sri Jiva Goswami comments that the word Swanirvaha actually means Swaswabhakti Nirvaha. The experienced devotees will accept only those material things that will help him render service to the Lord. Again, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12256, Markata Vairagya or Phalgu Vairagya is explained as follows. When persons engage eager to achieve liberation, renounce things related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking them to be material, their renunciation is called incomplete. Whatever is favorable for rendering of service to the Lord should be accepted and should not be rejected as a material thing. Yukta Vairagya or befitting renunciation is thus explained. Things should be accepted for the Lord's service and not for one's personal sense gratification. If one accepts something without attachment and accepts it because it is related to Krishna, one's renunciation is called Yukta Vairagya. Since Krishna is the Supreme Truth, whatever is accepted for His service is also the Absolute Truth. The word Markata Vairagya is used by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate so-called Vaishnavas who dress themselves in loincloths to imitate Srila Rupa Goswami. Such people carry a bead bag and chant, but at heart they're always thinking about getting ladies and money, women and money. Unknown to others, these Markata Vairagis maintain women, but externally present themselves as renunciants. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much opposed to this Markata Vairagis or pseudo Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinavine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vijarane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschanta Desha Dharine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Panchatattva Ki Jai. So, welcome everybody. This is such an important verse, important instruction by Mahaprabhu to Das Goswami. Please understand, Das Goswami does not need this instruction. Das Goswami is our Prayojanacharya. We know who Das Goswami is. But of course, this is all Leela. So, Mahaprabhu is absolutely instructing. Mahaprabhu is absolutely instructing Das Goswami. So what is the context and who is speaking to whom? Right? This verse is from, of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita, direct instruction to Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. During the Lord's visit to Shantipur, on his way back from Ramkeli back to Jagannath Puri, right? Now, who is Das Goswami? Right? I was just reading up. Das Goswami is from a very rich landowner family, super rich. It is said that yearly, you know, I just read again, yearly in Indian or at that time Bengali Taka, they used to have 1,200,000 coins a year. Income, that is the income. Can you imagine how rich that personality would be? You know, Das Goswami is not a normal person even in that time. Of course, his father is Govardhan Mujumdar, uncle is Hiranya Mujumdar. And of course, they practically maintained, you know, all the Brahmanas in Nadia and other places. Das Goswami had complete detachment from childhood. He tried to run away and meet the Lord multiple times. His father employed, it says, 5 watchmen, 4 personal servants and 2 Brahmana cooks so that he never left home. 11 people. And finally, somehow, they agreed to let him meet Mahaprabhu Chaitanya in Shantipur. It was reluctant, but it was a permission for 7 days, right? And Das Goswami was burning from inside, right? How do I escape? How do I escape? Such people, you know, we have not seen in this day and age, right? He was thinking of performing something dramatic, visible renunciation to force his family's hand. The Lord delivered a correction, right? And that correction is here. Again, please understand, Das Goswami, I'm repeating, Das Goswami doesn't need instruction, but this is Leela, so, you know, it is happening. So we'll have 7 themes that we'll discuss today. Hopefully then there'll be some time for questions. So the first is Markata Vairagya, right? And how do we recognize it for ourselves? Das Goswami doesn't need it, we need it. So how do we recognize it? What is Markata Vairagya? What does it mean? Then difference between Yukta Vairagya and Falgu Vairagya. The word Yukta comes from yoga. Yoga means to be connected. There's connected Vairagya and then there is, you know, Falgu Vairagya. Mahaprabhu himself, we'll see how he's more concerned. That's number three. Mahaprabhu himself is more concerned about the spiritual health of his disciple and not the externals. The instruction is to be faithful, I mean at the core, is to be faithful internally and ordinary externally. And usually in this world, it is exactly the opposite. I think most of us will agree, right? I'm repeating. It is what? Faithful to Krishna internally and ordinary externally. What do we see normally in this world of ego, false ego, I mean? We see what? We see faithful to Krishna externally and ordinary internally. This is what we see. And not against anybody, I'm talking of myself. You know, please don't feel I'm saying anybody anything, right? I'm saying this to myself. How attachment is not about the objects. It's not about the objects. It is our attachment to the objects, right? Disconnected from Krishna is the problem. Right? Am I making a little bit sense? It is our attachment to objects disconnected from Krishna for my enjoyment. WIFM, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, you know, one of my mentors, he keeps saying, you know, this is the problem in the material world. WIFM, what is in it for me? and so it's very important, this place, right? This place in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Das Goswami's story, how it can help us. Das Goswami doesn't need it, we need it. And then last is protecting our consciousness. What is protecting our consciousness? Let's go with first Markata Vairagya. Markata literally means monkey. Have you seen monkeys? So recently I was in Mumbai, you know, and there's some things I had to do. So with relatives, I went to a place called Kanheri Caves. You know, Kanheri Caves is light in the middle of a forest. Original name is Kanha Giri. Giri means forest, you know, and Kanha Giri, that's the name. Sounds like Krishna's name, you know, Kanha Giri. So it's a nice place. So there were some relatives and I was so busy doing things that I didn't take the relatives out anywhere. So I felt a little bit of guilt. So I said, let's go to Kanheri Caves. So they didn't know about it. They've been living in Mumbai for years. And they said, okay. So there was one small girl, one boy, you know, and then two of my cousin brothers and sisters, they were all there. So we went up there. We saw the caves and, you know, there was beautiful forest. In the forest, there is free-roaming leopards. There is free-roaming deers, peacocks and all these things, right? So you're seeing things. And then coming down from that hill is a very steep thing. So we had just seen some mothers and monkeys were taking photographs and it's all good. Coming down, one child was holding on to me very strongly. And usually in Mumbai, I don't carry fancy bags. I have my own mother's cloth bag. And in that bag, I've got money. You know, I had like 10,000 rupees and this bag. And I'm holding the bag, just visualize this, I'm holding the bag here, the child is holding on to me and I'm trying to go down, avoiding steps because there's another way to go down without steps, right? So the boy wants to go down without steps, you know, children are like that. And this monkey, big monkey, father monkey apparently comes and he just tries to pull my bag. Now I can't give the bag away, right? Because it has got my passport, it's got everything. And because my parents are no more, right? So I'm carrying my passport with me and this child is also afraid. And the monkey looks at me with anger and he's like, ugh. I'm like, okay, what do I do, right? But I know that if I run away, he'll run behind me. So I look at the monkey, you know, and then I tell him, I really don't have anything in this bag. And he tries to take the bag again with full force. And, you know, the small monkey has more force than my one hand. This almost goes, but I'm holding it. This child is almost in tears. Anyway, the monkey then sees I'm not giving and goes away. So what is being told by Mahaprabhu is that the monkey is naked. Monkey is living in the forest. Now, why is the monkey trying to steal my bag? Because it thinks there is some food in it. Yeah, because monkeys are looking for food, right? And I was, of course, the trauma comes from Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan, my glasses always, you know, every time I go, it's taken away, right? So that's where the trauma comes from. It's in my body now. So anyway, why is the monkey doing it? Why is the monkey doing it? Because it thinks there is some food. It'll go give it to its family. Huh? So this is what is being said, right? Siddhant Sarasvati Thakur explains that monkeys go naked in the forest, free from material comforts, he says. No clothes, no house, no possessions. And by external appearance, they seem like proper sadhus. And yet, what are they trying to do? They're trying to enjoy with other lady monkeys, and they're trying to steal food and take food and like that. So this is monkey renunciation. So this is Markata Vairagya. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains three forms of Markata Vairagi, and three aspects rather. You know what he says? The first thing Srila Prabhupada says is householder Markata Vairagi. The person who is householder, right, still embedded in family duties, right? And we've seen this, right? And I didn't believe this when I went to India. There was these grihasthas, right, who were wearing saffron, all tilak and everything, but they were wearing saffron. Now, grihastha wearing saffron is unheard of in our Prabhupada's movement, right? Of course, I'll say ISKCON, but in Srila Prabhupada's followers, it's unheard of, right? It's not possible, right? And then I also heard all kinds of activities they were doing, right? Householder, right? Even guru, wearing saffron and doing all kinds of activities that is not supposed to be done, right? In Vrindavan, you know, can you imagine of all places? So Srila Prabhupada is so clear, you know, I'm so grateful, you know, because I read so many Gitas. Till I read Srila Prabhupada's Gita, I was like, where am I? What am I? I am God? You know, that's too much responsibility. Already world is full of responsibilities. I don't want that responsibility also. So this is Srila Prabhupada who gave us clarity that this is Markata Vairagya. Of course, he's coming through Mahaprabhu and all the line. But this is clarity, right? That we are not sannyasis. If you are grihastha, you are grihastha. You're not supposed to wear saffron like this. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, you know, he had to fight so many apasampradayas. Why? Because all those things were going on, even in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine? It took him so much time to find the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is very important as householders, right? And I'm sure if you're a follower of Srila Prabhupada, you will not be doing this Markata Vairagya as a householder, right? Which is very good, right? We are safe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns, right? So there is a tendency. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if he is warning, then there is a tendency, right? So Mahaprabhu precisely is saying to Raghunath, please don't do this. Develop internally first, then Krishna will reveal. In essence, that's what he's saying. Please develop yourself internally in consciousness, and then Krishna will reveal. Then there is a sannyas Markata Vairagi. Again, you know, somebody who is following Mahaprabhu has accepted the renounced order. And here the Leela of Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas made a mistake. And Mahaprabhu was so strict, so strict. He said, if you are renounced, then, you know, you are not my father. Of course, he got mercy later. Of course, Mahaprabhu is fully merciful. He is Mother Radharani. So, of course, how he can't give mercy? Of course, he's going to give mercy. But it's a principle. It's a principle. And Mahaprabhu said, I cannot look at the face of a renunciate who converses with women in private. This is what Mahaprabhu actually said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is very, very strict. Mahaprabhu is strict. He loves devotees, of course, right? But of course, you know, if you are wearing a sannyasi dress, then you are, you know, a proper or a renunciate dress, then, you know, so that's the second one. The third one is Smashan Vairagya. Now, this applies to us, right? The first two, as I said, Srila Prabhupada saved us, doesn't apply to us. But the third one definitely shouldn't apply to us, I hope. Right? I hope it shouldn't apply to us. But the third one, Smashan Vairagya, all of us have felt, right? If you go to the Smashan crematorium, and then you see, oh, you know, everything is passing away. The person did not take anything. And then for a few days, what happens? You become sober. Dhiras tatra na mohyati. The verse, you know, applies to you. Krishna says, dhiras tatra na mohyati. You know, so this applies to you, you know, and in that for few days. And then afterwards, what happens? Afterwards, what happens? Material world happens and you forget. This is us. This is us. So this is very, very important. What does Srila Prabhupada say? I've just written it down, right? Srila Prabhupada, he says, renunciation should not be falgu, temporary, but should exist throughout one's life. This is what Srila Prabhupada says. Now, what does that mean? I mean, let's go a little bit deeper. Look at Srila Prabhupada's life, right? If you read the Leelamrita, and I encourage everybody to read Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita, Because we know about Mahaprabhu's life through Chaitanya Charitamrit, we know about Krishna's, you know, earthly leelas through the Srimad Bhagavatam, but many of us, you know, may not know everything about Srila Prabhupada's leelas, and it's no different than leela. And the reason I'm telling you to read is because it is sweet. Srila Prabhupada's leela is very, very deeply sweet for us, especially as followers. Now think about it. Srila Prabhupada, right, he said he will accept unlimited money and use it in Krishna's seva. Look at all the things Srila Prabhupada did. Massive temples, you know, amazing seva. Even this temple, right, even this temple wouldn't exist if Srila Prabhupada didn't accept any money. He accepted, right? He accepted. So everything that Srila Prabhupada did is not for himself. You know, there was not even a tinge of association with objects. So, you know, somebody gifted him something, Prabhupada would just give it away. You talk to Srila Prabhupada's disciples. They'll tell you, right? They'll tell you. I went into his room, somebody gifted him a watch. You know, I was hearing once, and Prabhupada immediately gave it away to the next person. As if, you know, it doesn't matter at all. Because Prabhupada is not a Falgu Vairagi. He's a real renunciate, right? He's using everything in Krishna's seva. This is something we need to understand, right? This is something we need. But this comes from a lifetime of practice. This doesn't come immediately. This comes from a lifetime of practice. So number one, as I said, what is number one? What is Margata Vairagya? So householder, you know, acting as a sannyasi is not recommended. Margata Vairagi, you know, sannyasi maintaining ladies and things, you know, not. But again, that doesn't apply to us within ISKCON, within Srila Prabhupada's shelter. But Smashan Vairagya applies to us. We should extend that Smashan Vairagya, not become morbid always, thinking of death, but we know that the body is not ours, nothing is here, everything is temporary. Next, number two, Yukta Vairagya. So Mahaprabhu doesn't just give him the problem, he gives him a solution also. Sriman Mahaprabhu. So what is the problem? He said, do not perform monkey renunciation, he says, right? Second, enjoy material things in a befitting way, but do not become attached to them. Now, this is the core of the problem, right? Why? Why do you think this is a problem? Why do you think this is a problem? Because everything in the material world is temporary. Show me one thing in the material world. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmananaman ki jai. Shri Govindithai ki jai. So think about this. Show me in the material world anything that is permanent. Can you? Anything in the material world? Anybody? Even one thing that lasts forever in the material world? Is there anything? I'm sorry, I'm just laughing, but because there really isn't anything. There really isn't anything. This is the reality. Now, if you have realized, again, I can speak this, but have I realized this? Right? That's the question, right? I can speak this, but have I realized this? You know, Srila Prabhupada would do this to Mayavadis, right? Mayavadis would say, everything is one. Prabhupada said, then give me your wallet. Right? If everything is one, you know, then give me your wallet. Srila Prabhupada, you know, I'm telling you again, I'm sorry I keep speaking like this, but, you know, if you see Srila Prabhupada's life, it's like a complete instruction book, right, for us. Right? Or another time, you know, this is one very good Mayavadi, maybe there's a little bit of diversion, but, you know, this sort of struck with me, right? I was hearing a class by Srila Prabhupada, and where he explains Mayavad, right? He says, he again and again quotes this verse, so there's homework for all of us. Go and listen to what Srila Prabhupada speaks about this verse from Katha Upanishad. He says, Eko Bahunam Yo Vididhati Kaman. He repeats this many, many times in many places, right? And in many times he gives explanations. So let's do that as homework, right? Go back and read what Srila Prabhupada says. Eko Bahunam Yo Vididhati Kaman from Katha Upanishad. In essence, it means that we all come from Krishna, but, you know, Prabhupada explains how Krishna is the maintainer and really nicely, you know, in one of the purports like this. Anyway, so what Srila Prabhupada explains is that think about a mother who has given birth to a child. I'm speaking slowly. A mother has given birth to a child. Now the child says, my dear mother, this world is very difficult to live. Why have you given me birth? Right? Follow me up to now. Then Srila Prabhupada says, can you take me back into the womb? One of the child, the two children. So one of the child says, mother, can you take me back into the womb? Is one child. And the other child is saying what? Mother, world is difficult. You have given me birth. What is my purpose? Srila Prabhupada says, which child is better? Naturally, you know, the child who's asking, mother, it is difficult, you have given me birth, there must be some purpose, mother. What is my purpose? He said, Krishna is such a mother. After that he says, Krishna is such a mother, he can take you back into the Brahma Jyoti. But then, you know, that does not ask Krishna, what is my purpose? Yeah? You see Srila Prabhupada's brilliance in the way he explains Mayavad? Huh? I mean, I'm like, oof, blown over when I heard this. I kept it in my, you know, this. Anytime I meet a Mayavadi, you know, that's what I'm going to say, right? I'm just kidding. Anyway, so coming back to this, right? Everything is temporary in the material world, right? Now, to realize that deeply, right? To realize that deeply, now, you may have good karma, you've already realized that, right? But if you realize that deeply, then Yukta Vairagya becomes very simple. Isn't it? Right? Huh? And then we'll repeat Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that was quoted. It says, things should be accepted for Lord's service, not for one's personal sense gratification. If one accepts something without attachment, using it in relation to Krishna's relation to Krishna, one's renunciation is called Yukta Vairagya. Huh? Let's try to understand this. Huh? This is what Rupa Goswami says. And all of us have a relation to Rupa Goswami. Huh? All of us, through Srila Prabhupada, have a direct relation, you know, to Rupa Goswami. And this is what he's saying. Right? And the key word in this shloka is what? Anasakta. Anasakta. Huh? Without attachment. Hmm? So everything that comes, right? It is not WIFM. What is in it for me? It is WI. What is in it for Krishna? I just made that up. Huh? What is in it for Krishna? Huh? Can it be used in Sri Krishna Seva? That's it. Huh? And if you see Srila Prabhupada's life throughout his journey, right? Read the Lilamrita and you'll see Prabhupada is constantly, what is in it for Krishna? He's suffering two heart attacks. You don't see him, why me, Krishna? I'm doing your seva. Did you read Lilamrita? Have you ever seen once in Lilamrita Srila Prabhupada said, why me, Krishna? You don't hear that. What you hear is, Krishna, okay, this happened, but how, you know, what? How can I serve you? Constantly. How can I serve you? It is not, what is in it for me? Not once Prabhupada says, Krishna, I'm doing this for you. Right? So many setbacks. So many setbacks. Huh? But not why me. There is never once why me. Huh? This Srila Prabhupada, what does he say? Krishna, how can I serve you? this is our guru. Huh? I mean, of course, our param guru, Srila Prabhupada. Huh? And this is why, you know, I think reading about his life will give us a little bit of context of what Krishna consciousness is. So we went through two things, two aspects. First one is, what is Markat Vairagya? Three types. Householder Markat Vairagya, Sannyasi Markat Vairagya, and Smashan Vairagya. And then we said, what is Yukta Vairagya? What is Yukta Vairagya? Using everything that comes for Krishna's seva, Srila Prabhupada's seva. Okay? Now the third thing, faithful within, ordinary without. This is very difficult in this material world. It's a word, Srila Prabhupada uses an English word called phantasmagoria. You don't see this so often, but Srila Prabhupada uses this, you know, it's called phantasmagoria, Prabhupada says, because it is so magical. The material world is so magical. You say, oh, you know, this and this. Hmm? So what is the instruction that Mahaprabhu gives? In the very next verse, and I'll quote it. He says, within your heart you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. This is the template for us, right, as a congregation of Bhaktivedanta Manor, and of course anywhere else that we are serving. Most of us are not sannyasis, right? Most of us are working, right? There are professionals, there are parents, there are students, there are business owners, there are so many people who are doing ordinary jobs, right? And in the material sense, it looks the same. Material sense, it looks the same. Temptation is to do something dramatic externally. The temptation is to do something dramatic externally. Why? WIFM. Because what will happen is, people will start praising you. Prabhu, you are amazing. But then, you know, if you have not built the internal strength, it will at some point in time be visible. Internal strength is very, very important. Also, you know, at times, again, and I'm just saying this, you know, at times we may not do our duty and escape without having pure love for Krishna. this is also, I mean, this is, okay, again, Das Goswami is not like that. Das Goswami is not like that, but Mahaprabhu gave this instruction to so many people, right? Sthane Stita, wherever you are, you do your job and worship me. This is what Mahaprabhu said, right? If you are silently cultivating within, it may not be super visible to anybody outside. If you are silently cultivating bhakti within, it may not be super visible to people outside. But then Krishna is pleased. Krishna is pleased. And at the same time, these dramatic things create problems. Dramatic things create problems. Because if you are doing something dramatic, what is going to happen is people will say, oh, Krishna consciousness means this. And I don't want to be a devotee. Does it make sense? Does it make sense what I'm trying to see? Because let's say, I'll give an example without, you know, naming names. You know, I was serving at Saturday night Pujari, you know, in the Pujari service, and there was this Mataji, very, very dedicated. She used to come, right? And she was pregnant. I think she was pregnant almost, I think, 8th or 9th month, and she came in for seva. And the chief Pujari was also there, and I was there. The thing is, at times on the altar, you have to climb a little bit, right? What we saw is she almost slipped a little bit, right? And again, not much. And then the chief pujari, you know, took her to the side and calmly, lovingly said, see, listen, you want to serve Radharani and Sita Maya and of course, you know, Krishna and Sri Ram, but you are, you know, pregnant at this level, right? My humble request to you, he said, is could you just wait for a few months? Because then anything happens to your child, right? As devotees, we want your child to come and to prosper within our ecosystem of Bhaktivedanta manner, right? So please, you know, I'm sorry I'm being harsh, he said, you know. And of course, she also understood. She's a devotee, you know, she also understood. But this is our problem, that at times, you know, we become so carried away with seva that we don't think through, you know, what we are trying to do, right? And how it will impact people, right? Or, you know, a father, you know, saying I'm serving so much, but then, you know, not providing for the family. I mean, it's a job, right? I mean, you're supposed to work, you're supposed to provide something to the family, right? Or a mother not cooking at all and saying, you know, I'm cooking at the temple Rajbhog 6 times a day, but my children are having nothing. You know, I'm just saying, again, I'm not saying any of you are doing this, right? I'm just giving you examples, right? And extreme examples, right? And some of them I've seen myself. Some of them, you know, I'm just saying this because Srila Prabhupada's sister, and again, you know, Pishima, you know, she was married to somebody, Prabhupada himself said, who was not eating all the right foodstuffs, right? In Bengal, you have, you know, Vaishnavas and non-Vaishnavas, right? And when you have non-Vaishnavas, they don't always have vegetarian food even. But towards the end of his life, Srila Prabhupada said, and she was initiated. So, Sridhar Maharaj did not initiate it. Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj did not initiate her because Sridhar Maharaj was very close to Srila Prabhupada's family. He was a little bit afraid. So, she got initiation by another disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. She was an initiated disciple also of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciple. But what Prabhupada said is she served her husband so nicely. By the end of her end of the life, the husband was vegetarian and he was all you know, very, very favorable towards Vaishnavism. So all I'm saying is there might be duties in the material world, right, that we may have to perform, right, which externally may not be understood by everybody. Which may not externally be understood by. Of course, the ideal thing is husband and wife are devotees, they are doing Krishna conscious activities together, right? That's the ideal. That's the ideal. But may not be possible, or there might be some extreme examples. So please forgive me for giving these extreme examples. The reason I'm giving is because, you know, at times I've seen this, and you know, and in myself also, I almost left home, and you know, I would have joined the temple, right? And then my mentor said, "That's not the only way, because I only associate with brahmacharis. I only thought that Krishna consciousness is equal to brahmachari. What is all this householder?" You know, and then first time I met householders, oh, there are householders. So the temple I was in, I was only associated with brahmacharis, right? So anyway, and then I realized it's possible to be a householder and, you know, also be a devotee. Anyway, so faithful within ordinary without implies, what does it imply? A growth in consciousness may not be externally visible. May not be externally visible. Okay, that's number three. So the proof is what happened next. Prabhus and Matas. Das Goswami returned home. Parents are super happy. He's taking all kinds of responsibilities. And he's growing internally. Of course, this is all Leela. Das Goswami doesn't need to grow. He's already amazing, right? But he's doing that. And over time, Krishna gave him the opportunity to meet Mahaprabhu and run away to Jagannath Puri. In Puri, the first mentorship that I know of happened. As soon as he reaches Puri, what does Mahaprabhu do? Mahaprabhu gives him in the hands of Sarup Damodar Goswami. Das Goswami, our Prajaparajanacharya, is training under Sarup Damodar Goswami. Now, Sarup Damodar Goswami is such a Vaishnava that during the Gundicha Marjana, some Bengali Vaishnavas are making mistake. What does Mahaprabhu do? He does not correct any of those Vaishnavas. He calls Sarup Damodar Goswami. He says, these are Bengali Vaishnavas. They are your responsibility. Why are they doing this? This is mentorship. You understand? You are always in the care of somebody. And that somebody should be, you know, impartial to you, at the same time love you. And of course, then you see, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many examples. So many such examples. And then, of course, Das Goswami becomes Das Goswami. He goes to Vrindavan. He becomes one of the six Goswamis. We've all gone to his samadhi. If we haven't, you know, we should all go to Radhakund, chant there. You'll feel like home in front of Das Goswami samadhi. Anyway, so this is the third path. Mahaprabhu is offering the third path. He's not saying you renounce everything. He's not saying you become completely maya, engulfed by maya. Yukta vairagya, middle path. Yukta vairagya. So what does it mean within our temple? Maintaining one's sadhana, right? Very important. Japa, hearing, chanting. And I would say add Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit, add listening to little bit of Srila Prabhupada, because you know he's a pure person, right? I mean, I'm just saying. Add a little bit of Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit or add a little bit of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. And it could be the same thing you see again and again. Like I love seeing Srila Prabhupada on the lawns of New Vrindavan, where he's talking about transmigration of the soul. Every time I see it, I go mad. You know, it's just amazing. You know, please see that if you haven't. Not being attached to results of one's work, very difficult. Ego will not allow you. Anything you do, ego will say, oh, it's all mine. And the only way you will escape that is to understand that what is permanent is the Lord. What is permanent is the Lord's devotees like Srila Prabhupada. And what's permanent is you, right? But nothing else is permanent in the material world. So not being attached will be very difficult unless you constantly remind yourself of nothing being permanent. Nothing is permanent, nothing can be permanent, nothing will ever be permanent in the material world. Keeping association with devotees as a priority, right? Not professional advancement. That I will only talk to the devotee if the devotee is the temple president. Okay, not temple president, then, you know, maybe the biggest book distributor. That's not what, you know, association means. That's not what association means. That's personal advancement in the guise of a devotee. I don't want to do that. Because you're doing that outside. You don't want to do it here. Allowing Krishna Katha to be the deepest pleasure. Krishna Katha, right now we are having Krishna Katha. Is it not pleasure? Is it not just pure nectar? So attached to Krishna Katha. And then knowing, you know, allowing a sense of dependence on Krishna, because many times we don't want to be dependent on anybody. Material world says, oh, you know, I can do everything. No, be dependent on Krishna, be dependent on Guru, be dependent on Srila Prabhupada, or a mentor. That's that. Practical, you know, for the congregation, like what are the signs that I might be in Markata Vairagya? Do I have time? I'm just 8:30. I've just two more points. I'll just finish quickly, hopefully. So the signs, right? The signs are performing devotional activities primarily for other people to tell you how amazing you are. This is not what you want to do. Prabhu, today was my cooking turn. What did you think of the sabji? That's what I made. Oh, Mataji or Prabhuji, amazing. Ah, see? You don't want that. You don't want that. You want Krishna to enjoy. My wife was telling me one time, you know, she was in Pune Yatra with Radhanath Swami, and what was her name? This small girl, you know. So who was cooking? Mother Yamuna was cooking, right? And this small girl, chatty girl, you know, she was chatting with Mother Yamuna, chatting on.
Mother Yamuna listened for a little bit of time, and then Mother Yamuna said, "Listen, I'm cooking for Radha Krishna. I'm happy to talk to you afterwards, and we can talk for hours. But right now, I need my consciousness to be absorbed in Srila Prabhupada and Krishna." That is advancement. Mother Yamuna learned from whom? Directly Srila Prabhupada. And this is what she's saying. This is what we need to learn. When we are cooking, what should we do? Quiet or chant Hare Krishna or, you know, listen to Srila Prabhupada. Not that we are cooking and we are talking all kinds of nonsense. Because your consciousness goes in your cooking. Using renunciation as a path to escaping responsibilities. Not having any internal growth, but escaping responsibility. Don't want to do that. A husband who's, you know, who has a job but is in the temple 24/7 is not going to provide for the family, or a wife, or, you know, like that. Dressing or speaking in a way that projects advancement, right, but do not have any internal achievement. Not very good. Not very good for whom? For you, right? Not for others. You know, it's all about you, right? It's not very good for you. Public sadhana perfect, you know, private sadhana problem. So this is another thing. You don't want to do that. And if in difficulty, listen to Srila Prabhupada's chanting. You can come back to good chanting. You know, there are so many ways, right? There's so many ways. Being spiritually superior, thinking, "Oh, I am better than this Prabhu." You are not better than anybody. You are better if Krishna thinks Krishna loves you. And Krishna will love you till your purity. Krishna loves Srila Prabhupada. We know how pure he was, right? And that is the ideal. You know, we need to follow in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. Like this. Last thing I'd like to add, you know, is protecting our consciousness. Prabhus and Matas, all we have is our consciousness. Material world is constantly changing. Think about this deeply. Please think about this deeply. Material world is constantly changing. Today something, tomorrow something. Today there is no war, tomorrow there is war. Today there is, you know, abundant food, tomorrow there is not. No, material world is constantly changing. The only thing that will not change that you have is your chitta or consciousness. Cheto darpana marjanam. Mahaprabhu starts his instruction with your chitta, consciousness, has a darpana. Darpana meaning mirror. You need to clean the mirror of consciousness, it says. Mahaprabhu is saying this. Many times we ignore consciousness only. We are doing everything externally, running around. But then we are angry. Then we are guilty. Then we are shameful. Then we are hateful. All of those things are not helpful. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Try to think about it. Because if the consciousness is not pure, we have nothing actually. All we have to offer Krishna is our consciousness. What are we called? International Society for what? Krishna Seva? Krishna Kau Seva? Krishna Katha? Krishna Deity Worship? What are we called? What did Srila Prabhupada name us? International for Krishna Consciousness. Consciousness is the most important thing, isn't it? And do not worry if you fail. That's another thing. You know, we get into this beating up. Oh, I failed. You failed, move on. Right? Move on. Move on. You are not as pure as Srila Prabhupada. Right? Maybe many lifetimes you'll be, you know, not pure. That's fine. But at least move on. Move forward. Move forward. Okay. What helps is, you know, somebody told me, you know, one senior sannyasi. He said, every night before I sleep, I do 10 minutes of introspection. I do 10 minutes of introspection. What did I do today? How could I have done it better? And tomorrow, how I can do better? He said, Sundar, do not beat yourself up. But this you do daily. You could write it down. Some people write it down. But daily, 10 minutes before you sleep or just about to sleep, you know, do this. Because every day you want to increase the purity of your consciousness. If you do this daily, right, 10 minutes before sleeping, not much, right? All you're saying is, what I did today, what could I have done better for Krishna, right? And then sleep, and then next day you'll do better, and then next day you'll do even better. Because many times introspection is lacking. We've got everything, but introspection is lacking. And that introspection can be done in the light of the Gita, right? Or, you know, Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit, or Chaitanya Charitamrit, or the Bhagavatam. So there are so many great personalities, right, that impress us throughout the Shastra, that's what we should be doing. What is my consciousness? What is my consciousness? How can I improve my consciousness? Anyway, so now I'll conclude very quickly. There's profound tenderness and love in what Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami. Renunciation cannot be constructed from outside. It needs to grow from within out. And it grows in the companies of proper sadhus who also have this. And never lower your own standards. That's the last thing. Never lower your own standards. So what's the key question that we should take home, possibly? Where is the gap between my external devotional performance and my internal devotional reality? I'm repeating. Where is the gap, or what is the gap between my external devotional performance and my internal devotional reality? And what honest, again I'm saying, what honest, and you don't have to say this to anybody, right? Of course, if you have a mentor, you can talk to the mentor, but you don't have to say this to anybody. And what small, honest steps can I take to close it? Small steps, right? Today I did this wrong. Okay, maybe today I got angry. Tomorrow, I'll try not to. Let's say tomorrow also I got angry. But if you keep doing that, in a month's time, you'll say, oh, I'm not getting angry at that thing. Ah, that's a win. Now the next small step. It's always small step, right? Do not compare yourself to Srila Prabhupada. We are not. He was sent by Krishna. He's Krishna's person. And we are us, small souls. I think I'll stop here. Any questions? Yes. Yeah. Mataji, I'll just repeat it. Key question. Where is the gap between my external devotional performance, right, which I show to other people, etc., and my internal devotional reality? And what small, honest steps, I can take to close it slowly? Yeah. And in that, do not beat ourselves up, because beating yourself can go into a whole negative this, right? Stay positive. Know that you are connected to Krishna. Know that there is a matter of time. Okay. Any questions, Prabhus and Matas? It takes time, Mataji. It takes time and patience. The reason I say that is, there are millions of lifetimes of impressions in our chitta, in our consciousness. They'll not go like that. They'll just not go overnight. So my view is, what helped me, right? Somebody very close to me, somebody I trusted, told me, Daddy, you need to change, and that's it. Then I just promised, yes, right? So somebody needs to come into your heart and just, with love, right? And it could be a guru, it could be a mentor, it could be a child, it could be a partner, it could be anybody who says, you need to change, right? And that's when the change, otherwise you'll remain external, right? But that love, you know why? Because that person who loves you will love you whoever you are, right? So now you know that it's coming from a position of love. Now change will happen, right? At least it happened to me, right? And as I said, it could be a mentor, it could be a guru, it could be, anybody, right? Anybody who knows you unconditionally loves you, right? And there'll be somebody, right? Then it becomes easy. But then again, it needs time, because chitta for millions of lifetimes has got a certain conditioning. Millions of lifetimes. What are we going to do? We've got to stay positive. The good thing in this life, Mataji, is we've got Srila Prabhupada. And again, I'm not saying Krishna specifically. The reason is, Krishna is too far away, at least for me, right? I'm just saying. But Srila Prabhupada is here. Srila Prabhupada is, his rooms are here, he's here, right? His books are here, his Leelamrita is here, right? That's the other thing that changed me, right? When you read Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita, read what he went through, read of his love, then you think, it's possible. Yeah, it looks impossible, but it's definitely possible, you see? It's definitely possible. Anybody else? Yes.
Just wondering what the difference between a show bottle devotee and a false renunciant and someone who has some attachments and is trying to overcome them.
I think the honest person is the third one, right? Somebody who really has attachment is trying to overcome them. Because what will happen, Prabhu, is, that verse, Dadati Prati Grainati, that verse where, you talk to people in confidence, right? And then you know that the person loves you, right? And then you start working with that person to overcome your problems, because alone it's difficult, right? That third person is really most of us, in my opinion, right? Again, of course, if you're a sannyasi or if you're, you know, liberated, that's fine. But most of us are in that boat, struggling devotees, but honest, right? Honesty is the first thing. And honesty to whom? You know, honesty to whom? To ourselves, right? Because show bottle devotees, you know, may become devotees, you know, at some point in time, right? Show bottle means external performance all the time, internally, you know, not there. But at some point they will realize, right? And it has happened. It has happened, right? I know people who were like, and then they changed because they said, oh, I need to change, you know, and because they were associating, they changed, right? But the third one is most of us, right? We are not, most of us are not great sannyasis or, you know, great personalities, right? So naturally is the third one. And the third one is the honest, because we don't care about the first one. Really don't care about the first one, right? Whoever it is, right? We don't care. The second one, you know, show bottle, yes, some, we may know some, but I've seen the show bottle, you know, if they are associating, they happen. But third one is most of us, right? And honesty is the first thing, because many times we are not honest. Honest with ourselves, right? If we are honest with ourselves, and then we know that this person is not going to judge us or cheat us, then what we'll do is we'll go and talk to that mentor or talk to that guru or that senior devotee and say, Prabhu, this is my thing, what do you think? And then that Prabhu, you know, in confidence, right, as Rupa Goswami in that verse, right, says that, you know, we should be doing, right, the six exchanges in love, right? And that's the most important thing, because honesty, without honesty, impossible, right? Impossible. Sorry, does it answer your question at all?
Yeah, it's good.
Forgive me. Mataji.
My guru had said to me, because I was maybe feeling kind of what you were saying, like am I in the middle? Am I showboating? I feel like I'm really honest with myself. So that's what I feel. But again, we don't always know, right? But what my guru told me is, Krishna knows our heart, and Krishna knows our intention.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that could that be like almost like a saving grace
Absolutely.
For us to keep moving?
Mataji, very important point. That needs to be the saving grace every day. Every day. We should know that there is no... You know, most of the suffering, you know, I can guarantee you we don't realize it, but most of the suffering is because we do not think that we are connected to Krishna at the time we are suffering. That is the only reason for suffering. Otherwise, Prahlad, what he's going through, Prahlad Maharaj, or what Prabhupada is going through, if you read the Lilamrit, it's like, how is he even alive, right? But because, you know, if you see, you know, both of them, Prahlad Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, are not complaining, why me? They're saying, oh, Krishna loves me. Oh, Krishna loves me daily. Every day is a new day. Oh, Krishna loves me. That is the only saving grace we have, right?
And even though it's a hard day, I know there's a quote, I don't know it exactly, but the quote is, if Krishna loves you, you know, you're going to have this turbulence. And if he doesn't, then you're sort of like just kind of on your, you know, your life is just going along, right?
Exactly.
So I don't know. Is there a quote like that?
I mean,
something.
There is something in the Gita which says Krishna takes away everything.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Which Srila Prabhupada said. You know when Srila Prabhupada said it in the Lilamrit.
Right.
In the Lilamrit. You know, he's trying to set up Jhansi. People steal everything, you know, from his shop. Everything is gone. Lakhs of rupees gone. And Srila Prabhupada is laughing in the train, saying Krishna has taken away everything. Now, I don't know if I would be able to, right? I'm just being honest right now, right? I'll be able to. That's what Srila Prabhupada did. I'm like, what kind of person is he? You know, what kind of person is he? You know, I mean, where is he? You know, who are we? I mean, I'm like, when I read that, I was like, what? You know, so yes, you know, I don't think we are at that, I am not at that level, right? Where, oh, Krishna take everything away, right? But at least every day when we are introspecting, before and after the introspection, we should say, no, I am always connected to Krishna. Because you can't be not connected to Krishna. It's impossible. We are all Krishna's energy, right? This room, everything is Krishna's energy, right? We are the Tatastha Sakti, and then there is Mother Earth. All of this is Mother Earth, right? It's all Krishna's energy, you know. So how can we be disconnected to Krishna? The only suffering is because we think we are disconnected from Krishna, right? And I'm not saying I'm not, but as soon as I think I'm connected, then I'm back to being happy, right? Yeah, because of free will, the problem is Krishna doesn't force it. You know. Sorry, I'm speaking too much. Please forgive me. Thank you. Yes, Praji.
Vinay says, enjoy the material world for the time being. Where is the boundary?
I think as devotees, yeah. As devotees, you know, we also enjoy Prabhuji. And I'll tell you what, right? So, for example, some of my friends who are sitting in this room are superb cooks, especially of sweets, right? And when they cook the sweets, and they've been doing it, right? They offer it to Krishna, and I really enjoy it because it's Krishna's prasad. It's no different to Krishna, right? So that is yukta enjoyment, connected enjoyment, right? You're enjoying that prasad, but you're thinking, oh, it was made by this devotee, right? It was offered to Sri Krishna, and Krishna is giving swaprasad anna dilo bhai, for example, right? So we say that, right? Swaprasad anna dilo bhai. So that is the thing, yukta enjoyment, dancing in the kirtan, superb enjoyment, right? But we are not dancing in a club, right? That's also enjoyment, right? But we are doing yukta enjoyment. So what I'm saying is enjoyment, because anandamayo bhyasat is the core nature of the soul, cannot be taken away. But the yukta enjoyment is with Krishna, and non-yukta is suffering, right? So am I connected with Krishna in this enjoyment or am I not? Is the only question. Because enjoyment you cannot move away from. You know, soul is by nature pleasure seeking. Yeah, sorry, Projam. Anybody else? I guess I'll end my class here. Thank you so much. Vanchakalpadarivyascha kripa sindho bhevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
He's great. Sundar Govinda Prabhu ki. Yeah.